Treatment: bronchodilators, steroids, antacids, expectorants, antibiotics if acute respiratory infection, correcting imbalances in acid or base, improving nutritional requirements, regular oral care, providing oxygen, low settings. Emphysema. Key points: alveoli overdistension, irreversible. Alveolar wall destruction. Clients can be described as pink puffers. Involves bronchiole, alveolar duct, and alveoli. They experience exertion dyspnea and remain pink. Clients can also be described as blue bloaters. Involves secondary lobule, produces changes in oxygen perfusion. They experience chronic hypoxia, cyanosis, pulmonary edema, occasionally respiratory failure. Also experience dyspnea and cyanosis. Can lead to development of clots due to polycythemia. Symptoms: barrel chest, digital clubbing, shallow respirations, expiratory phase, grunting respirations, muscle atrophy, weight loss, cyanosis, peripheral, forceful coughing of sputum. The flattening of the diaphragm will be seen from a chest X-ray. Increased carbon dioxide and decreased oxygen levels are shown in arterial blood gases. Increased residual volume and decreased vital capacity. A1 antitrypsin levels can be observed for lack of the enzyme. Normal levels range from 80 to 260 milligrams per deciliter. Many symptoms of emphysema are similar to those of chronic bronchitis. Treatment: bronchodilators can be administered by dose inhaler, dry powder inhaler, orally, nebulizer. Steroids: antacids, expectorants, antibiotics if acute respiratory infection. Bronchodilators administered orally have more adverse effects. Prophylactic antibiotics might be used for those with 4+ yearly respiratory infections. Pneumococcal pneumonia immunization and influenza vaccinations yearly are recommended. Reduces respiratory infection risks. Acid or base imbalance corrections. Improving nutritional requirements. Regular oral care. Providing oxygen, low settings. Asthma. Key points: common childhood respiratory condition. Intrinsic asthma, cold temperature exposure or infection. Extrinsic asthma, frequently linked with eczema in childhood. Asthma and eczema can both be triggered by food allergies. Gradual introduction to new foods for children reduces allergies. Asthma can occur at any age. Symptoms: wheezing, breath shortness, dry cough, thick and white sputum. Severe asthma attack can result in asthmaticus, possible respiratory collapse or death. Treatment: maintenance therapy, mast cell stabilizers, leukotriene modifiers. Acute asthma attacks can be treated with oral or inhaled B2 agonists, along with anti-inflammatories. For example, short-acting, albuterol and butylene, long-acting, salmeterol. It is important for the nurse to instruct the client of the correct use of a metered dose and dry powder inhaler. Use of metered dose inhaler. 1. Insert inhaler canister into mouthpiece. 2. Remove cap of mouthpiece, shake canister for 5 seconds. 3. Slow and deep exhale. 4. Hold canister upside down and 1 to 2 inches away from the mouth. 5. Deep inhale for 3 to 5 seconds, pressing down on canister. 6.